All right, I've got an announcement here before we get going, and the announcement is related to the quality of this recording. And as you know, at the Old Switcheroo, we have a really good recording quality on a pretty regular basis, and this week is an exception, unfortunately. I did not realize how many things I had running in the background on my computer, and the recording skips. There are segments that glitch out. So certain sentences kind of lose some context or lose some meaning, and I'm really sorry about that. If it sounds like there's a weird cut, that's what happened. And the reason I'm even telling you that that happened is so that you don't think that it's like your speaker, or as a way to answer your possible question of maybe the skipping will stop at some point in this episode and it'll sound normal, because it won't. It's the entire episode. We've resolved it for future episodes, but I did make a mistake on this one, and it's not recoverable. Sorry about that. So, thanks for listening anyway, and I hope you still love it. I think it's still fun.
Okay. Welcome back to the Old Switcheroo, where we watch half the movie.
And then talk about it.
And then, that's it.
Someone else watches the other half. Don't know who.
It could be anyone. So, this movie came out less than a week ago. I actually, despite the fact that I don't really think anyone's going to watch it. About spoiling it, but there are spoilers for it. Just, yeah. I don't know, watch it first if you care that much.
Yeah. This week we watched Ricky Stenick starring Zac Efron, John Cena,
and a couple other guys.
I think one of them's on a podcast.
Is that true?
Yeah, I think the redhead is on a podcast.
Are there any... Is Ginger a frowned upon term?
I don't know.
I kept not catching his name, and I was like, I'm just gonna end up calling him the Ginger one.
The one that looks like Ed Sheeran in the Harry Potter.
He doesn't, though.
He doesn't. What was his name? I think it was
JT, actually.
I can remember his son's name.
I think it's JT, which is the red hair, and Wes is the gay black guy.
Correct. He's gay?
I was going to say, that really didn't come up in my half. It was sort of a passing comment at one point. So, I may have misread something.
Probably JT.
I think it's JT. Yeah, like, Justin right. Timberlake. Yeah. Thoughts on Justin Timberlake?
Stop. I guess if you want to do the trolls thing, that's fine. But don't try to also be sexy.
He's putting out new... He's trying to be sexy.
Yeah, I saw clips of it, and it's just like... You had your time.
Yeah, that's okay.
We don't need to keep doing this. You're no Smokey Robinson.
Yeah. That guy's sexy. 80s.
It's just not necessary.
No, it's not. No. Thoughts on John Cena being naked at the Oscars? You hear about that? I'm just saying. Think about how much panic there is around, like, gay people and trans spreading sexuality to children. This man was naked on the Oscars and no one talked.
Where was he naked?
He presented a award naked, holding the card over his crotch.
Yeah, I didn't
hear anything about it. Nothing against John Cena. He should be allowed to do that. It's just so crazy the world we live in.
Yeah.
John Cena can do that because he's straight.
I haven't really heard. The only thing I've heard about the Oscars is like the Ryan Gosling performance. I don't even know who won anything. Christopher Nolan put out a summer blockbuster.
And Hollywood is profiting off of a horrific event.
Right. And
giving awards for it. Sounds right. Sounds right. Yeah. Thoughts on circumcision?
Whatever. You know?
Pierce, when you were 3 hours old, so... Yeah. It's got to be the same deal.
Yeah.
I'm, like, kind of against it, but, like, people do it culturally, so, like, I'm not against any weird. I think it's weird.
Yeah.
Okay, so I watched the second half of the I didn't know shit about this banner for it, because it's on... Is it an Amazon original? Is that what...
I don't know. The only thing I knew about this movie before I watched it was, like, a TikTok comment or something that was like, well, I can't believe this movie is a straight-to-stream movie. If this had come out in, like, it would have been the biggest movie of the summer.
Sure. Disagree with that. No, I'm a little surprised that it's in such a weird hole.
Are these, like, crazy boy Is this like not as popular as it used to be? Because it used to be huge. I mean, like Hangover, like that era. If this movie came out then,
that's true.
It would have been crazy.
I feel unironically that is well written and there's good acting.
Yeah,
they're missing for sure. I don't really know what it is because if the writing and the acting's good, then why is it still kind of a bad? But like, I think it's good-ish. Right. It's better, way better than I expected though. Mm-hmm. I do think it's like an Amazon exclusive or something. It's definitely exclusively streaming on Amazon for starters.
Prime original. So yeah, you got the second half. We spun the picker wheel.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, this just came out, huh?
Yeah, what is the release date?
March 7th.
Yeah. Yeah, it came out a week ago today. We started off, so myself. It was at like a party. I'm immediately introduced to John Cena's character. He's dressed like he is safari or something. He looks weird. Mm-hmm. He looks out of place. Everyone else there's like a... Have you seen the spelling of that word, by the way? I just saw it for the first time in my life. Listen. It is not what you expect if you are not familiar with Yiddish.
No. I feel like I've maybe tried to spell it once and I gave up.
Yeah, I've never tried. I've heard people say it out loud and that's it. Mm-hmm. Everyone there is wearing a yarmulke. Okay, this is a Jewish event of some kind. Turns out John Cena's character is also wearing one, but it's under his hat. But that threw me for a minute. Clearly, John. So clearly, it's like buddies.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out
who made this movie. I was like waiting for you to finish, but.
I'm trying to figure out who made this movie.
Who made it?
Well, in May of 2010, it was reported that James Franco was attached to the movie. And then negotiations kind of went through a few different people. And then the script had been placed on the 2010 blacklist of best unproduced plays. In 2012, it was considered, after Franco moved, it was going to be Joaquin Phoenix.
In what role?
James Franco in 2010.
That makes perfect sense. Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
No matter, he could be any of them.
Yeah, true. Like literally any last one of them. Yeah. Yeah.
April of 2013. Wow, that's crazy how long this movie is.
In the barrel for so long.
In 2013, Jim Carrey would star in it.
It would have been a different movie.
I wouldn't have suggested it, that's for sure.
You like John Cena better?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Then in 2022, we got the Dream Team.
Zac Efron, John Cena.
Yep.
Okay. I thought it was maybe a birthday or a wedding or something at first. We're introduced to the boys. Well, it's not an but I'm being introduced. Yeah. The big thing that's happening when I press play, whatever scene you were on finish, I don't know what they were talking about. They were outside. They go inside. Ricky stays his eyes on someone across the room and gets immediately, he like recognizes the guy across the room. And Zac Efron's character gets really pulls the other guys aside, and he's like, Ricky's gonna recognize that guy because they're both actors. The room is, his last name's like Posner or something, and he is known for his role in a Red Robin ad.
Yeah. Wow, I didn't even think that that would be something that's fun.
There's like three callbacks to the Red Robin ad. We also, I don't know if you saw the I did. I did.
I didn't get to see it.
So... Just to be, this is a funny, it's well written. I enjoyed.
I think it works.
There's so much physical comedy in it that, well done.
There was a solid 90 seconds that I laughed the entire scene.
Yeah, dude, this, okay, I'll just get on with it. But this entire scene, I was like laughing. So he's like, okay, he recognizes them because they're both actors. And they're like, we got to get the Red Robin guy out of here. Uh-huh. Blow our cover. I don't know what the cover is. They decide, Wes has pocket some ketamine, and he's like K-hole, and Dean is like, why do you even have these? And he's like, sometimes I have a long day at work, I put myself in a K-hole. And then they're like, all right, let's go. Cut to them upstairs, they're like playing a game where they're catching peanuts in their mouth, and the Red Robin guy comes upstairs. He's like, what game are you guys playing? We're trying to catch peanuts in our mouth. If you catch three in your mouth in a row, we'll give you $50 each. And they all flash $50. obviously, Red Robin guy, he's a little bit, they're all like good looking men. This guy's a little bit cornier. Not sure why he. I still don't know what kind of party it is. I don't know what kind of party it is. Do you know what kind of party it is? I did not. So this is just a party in my head. I know they're all being Jewish, but I don't know how it is for the whole movie. Right. Maybe they're all Jewish the whole movie. They're not, by the way. So they're playing the game. Guy gets the first peanut in his mouth. Second peanut in his mouth. Then they show Zac Efron reaching into the peanut bowl. Obviously, is a ketamine pill. So he grabs the ketamine pill, he throws it overhand to the Red Robin guy, right? And then the Red Robin guy is about to he gets cut off by the rabbi. The rabbi catches
I forgot about the rabbi.
The ketamine in his mouth and calls it. He's like, "Oh, I think that peanut was bad. It tasted really weird." So then they I'm sorry.
I didn't even Red Robin guy. I heard about him for half the movie, but I didn't get to see him.
It's so funny.
I don't even know
him. He's goofy. Yeah. He's a goofy looking guy. He has a mustache. So the rabbi clearly has now been dosed with ketamine. We've got the redheaded guy has a baby in his lap. Mm-hmm. And there's an audience. I don't know anything about this ceremony. I've never even heard of it. I didn't know they did this in front of an audience. I think it's like...
Oh, really?
I think it's like a kind of similar to a baptism or like a first Christian.
Right.
But it is the circumcision
right.
being performed by the rabbi in front of So the baby...
Wait, you didn't even know, like...
I literally outside, didn't know they you didn't did know this. That they did I thought this in doctor... Front of,
no. When they do, like, what is it? A brain.
That's front what of, it's called, yeah.
Yeah, it's in front of a hole.
Mm-hmm. So the rabbi is telling... He's doing a speech or whatever, All of his words start to get screwy. So he starts, like, saying, like, the sanctuary, the... He's, like, just slurring, right? And he's got a circumcision knife in his hand. And the redhead guy has this baby in his lap. And he's, like, should we stop this? And, like, no, we know. We don't know. Like, someone whispers, oh, maybe he's allergic to peanuts. Because he had a peanut earlier. Yeah. So they're trying to spread that rumor a little bit. Dude... Tries to circumcise the baby.
Oh, no.
Does it halfway and then passes out and some rando catches him. And then everyone's like, oh, my God, this baby is circumcised. Like, what do we do now? And one of the women in the audience is like, well, Ricky Stenicki did circumcision work when he was in Africa. So he should just finish off the job. Dean is standing up, Zac Efron standing up, making all kinds of excuses. He should not be the one to do that. Also, I don't know. I like the sense that I get of Ricky. I just thought he was. I felt like he was suffering amnesia. That's what I was getting off of it. Clearly, he doesn't know any of these people. He's wrong. He's wrong for the scene. I don't know what's happening. He goes up and he's like, "No, I can do it." And the red-haired guy with the baby is like. Isn't it a lot easier to, like, circumcise an adult African man's penis than a baby's? Oh, also when they said the rabbi was allergic to peanuts, someone was like, what did they say? I'm like, he's a penis. Like, oh, well, he's in the wrong profession then. It's like dick joke after dick joke. But, like, ones I haven't heard before. Ricky Stenicki circumcises the baby with a cigar cutter. That he pulls out of his back pocket. He does it real fast. Everyone's, wow, our hero. He did it. Because everyone in the crowd's like, should we take him to a hospital? Like, what do we do next? Yeah. We need this. He does it like it's nothing. He goes off without a hitch. Everyone fucking loves it.
He saves the bris.
He saves the bris. So then they're putting him in the taxi to go home. Mm-hmm. Like, where is he headed? And Zac Efron's character is like, his girlfriend, like, oh, he's got to go back to Nairobi to, like, carry Ebola. And the girlfriend's like, what? Except for the three guys. They're surrounding him in the car. They're like, thank you so much, Rod. You did amazing. Okay, Rod, good one. Like, appreciate you helping us out. He's like, all right, buddy, here's your money. Hello. Like, if you ever come through Atlantic City, he looks real sad that he's going home. They just finished whatever their task was. Clearly, it's not the end of the movie because it's just begun. And they think that they've succeeded in whatever this is that they just did. I don't know how inviting this man would help anything. Uh-huh. They go to work and they work, I don't know, at an investment
something
bank
like
or
that.
Something like that, which because they have the same job. They have president business job.
They do.
You cannot convince me that, like, money managers are not, it's not just a boys club of people who don't know what. If it's anything like television and movies, it is just people lying.
Yeah.
Basically, okay, I don't remember the exact order of events here, but they're talking to the boss. It's like, really enjoyed meeting your friend, Ricky. I decided to hire him. And now, and he's got an office in the next room over. Starting salary is $250,000. So obviously, Dean and laying into him. They're like, yeah, you have to go home. It's over. We hired you for one event, which also I'm still like, why did we hire? Like, literally, why did he have to be there for this babies thing? And he's like, no, I love it. Like, I'm so excited. Like, do you even know what we do here? And he's like, babies, but like less scary. They're like, no, we don't do that. And then the redhead guy's like, kind of. That is kind of what we do. Zac Efron, apparently his girlfriend works at that office, is there for the day because she comes around the corner and she's like, MFMBC decided to, she's a journalist.
Yeah.
She's going to do a hero of the week story on Ricky Stenicki. And they're, because he's done all this like nonprofit work, and she's going to be on national television and it's going to launch her career even further. So now Zac Efron's like, fuck, this is my girlfriend's career on the line as well now. And mine, because he can't tell anybody that this is a lie, because he will now ruin his job, but his girlfriend's job. And they're like, okay, well, he's going to be bowling. He's been invited to a work function already because he's the most charismatic guy in the room. He's going to be bowling later. We have to go because we have to. It's, we're his best friends, apparently. And they go to this bowling thing. He's there. He's chatting up some weird long-haired.
Yeah. Don't tell you who she is.
No. The guys are freaking out. Wes is there. He's just friends with them. When they're bowling, though, they're like, oh, look, he even made a friend. Long-haired girl. So then they cut over to them talking about that. And John Cena's character is like, yeah, you should cut your hair. And she's like, why would I do that? He said, they're lying. They're lying. They kind of think you're weird. And she's like, well, it's my whole thing. And she starts to get upset. She tries to walk away and she's crying. And he's like, no, come on. I didn't mean it. I just mean, like, if you've been thinking about cutting it, you should cut it because you would look with any haircut, all this, right? And then hair gets caught in the bowling ball return down onto the bowling ball return machine, and it's like caught in the wheel. Mm-hmm. Balls start coming out of the machine and clonking her in the head, like one at a time. Mm-hmm. And then they pan over to this like bowling alley ass guy wearing like bowling and like weird glasses. Like, dude, stop bowling. And he's like, no. And then he gets bowling. It was funny.
No, it's good.
They're back at work. Ricky Stenicki's at the table. Dean has been in charge of some for 8 months, and now Ricky Stenicki's been put in charge of it instead. The CEO or whomever is like, Ricky, you should, since you're taking point on this, explain this. And it's also pretty new. I'd rather not talk about it just yet. And then Dean, light bulb. No, you should. You should talk about it, because he's now trying to get him fired, since he won't quit. And he's like, you know what? What if we just gave away all our profits? We don't need any profits. We could just do like a Tom's thing. Like they give away shoes for every shoe.
That's really.
And he's being real weird. But then, of course, the CEO is like, no, guys, what Ricky's saying. He's saying this and that. And we can do that. And he's like, yeah, thank you, sir. Then he turns to the guy. There's like a really crotchety old guy. Uh-huh. Sitting at the table, he turns to like he mouths fuck you and like gestures really big, and everyone's still looking at him. And the main like, sorry, what did you say? And he's like, oh, I just told that guy fuck you. Oh, that is funny. Fuck you, Billings. And then everyone at the table's like, yeah, fuck Billings. And then Billings is, meanwhile, Dean is over there like, oh my fucking god, like this will never end. He's in charge now. Oh, they go into his. He has hired Wes as his attaché or something.
Okay.
He hired him on as like an assistant.
Right. Please don't.
It's MFMBC.
Yeah.
Is there to profile. Zac Efron's getting really pissed off. He pushes Ricky into office and is like, you need to quit immediately. Like, you're ruining this for everybody. It was supposed to be. your name's not even Ricky Stanicky. And he says, yes, it is. He pulls out his ID. His name legally changed to Richard Barbara Stanicky. Then they're fighting. They're, like, wrestling a little bit on the floor. And I'm like, please give Zac Efron props for how muscular he is.
Yeah,
John Cena?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Baywatch, he's up against The Rock. Wrestlers of Hollywood are in movies with Zac Efron. And Zac Efron, it moves really fast. And also, everything is leading into something else. I was so surprised how much they were revealing at the moment. They're at a bar trying to figure out how to deal with this. They see the Red Robin commercial on TV. And it's the guy in like a mascot suit of steak fries. Introducing. It's not funny, but it was funny. Because you're like, oh, it's that guy doing his steak fry thing. He's like the most successful person in the entire movie. Because he's in those. Yeah, I might be missing things we can always. They decide to have. They're all like counting down to when there's going to be this hero of the week story. Nikki. And they decide to have a big event for it. The CEO guy is like, I really was hoping he would be here. Oh, before this. Dean is at the bar with Wes. And Wes is like, I love you like a brother, but you lie too much. He's like, I know you had a challenging home life as a kid. And you would always stay over at our house and stuff. Make up these stories about it. But, like, it's okay. Like, you don't have to lie about it. Like, it's bad for your relationships and your workplace. And, like, you just saw Ricky Stanicky's fake life that he made real. And you just made your real life fake. And you ruined it for yourself. Your girlfriend loves you and you love her. And also he went on this whole rant when he was fighting with Ricky Stanicky, where he was like, I love my girlfriend and I just put her in a position where I'm going to have to tell her that I told this huge lie. And like, I'm really upset about it. It's his fault. He knows it.
Yeah.
It shows him like he had been waiting up all night and his girlfriend comes through the door and she's like, Ben, I tried to call you. What's going on? And she's like, why? You lied to me. He was going to cure Ebola. They made a vaccine for that 4 years ago. And it was never in Nairobi. She's like, I'm an educated person. Like, I know that. But, like, if you were lying about that, like, how many other things did you lie for that? And Dean's devastated. So then when of the week, like, party, he's not there. Ricky Stanicky's not there. Guy and Wes are like, where are they? I guess they're like, Dean rolls up, oh, sad,
yeah,
and he takes the podium. He's like, I wanted Ricky Stanicky to present this, but I have to tell you something, he's not real. I made him up, and I'm really sorry that I like embarrassed the company. I wanted to do this merger, and you can't, or I hope you still do because it's not representative of the company. He starts to leave. The CEO follows him and is like, don't bother picking up your stuff. We're going to for you and burn it. Blah, blah, blah. He tries to get in a car, but then they start rolling MFMBC clip. And they're like, well, wait, if Ricky Stanicky is fake, what is this clip? And the clip, it's Rod, which is Ricky Stanicky's real name. Also not his real name. What do they call him? Like Hot Rod?
Hard on Rod.
Rock Hard Rod, maybe?
Maybe Rock Hard Rod.
Something.
It's about having a hard dick.
Yeah. So, interviewed, and he's like, yeah, I used to be drunk in Atlantic City. These guys gave me a chance to turn my life around. And he tells this inspirational story about JT and Wes. He gives the other two last names, and when it gets to Wes, he's like, he's like, they all gave me this, like, shot at life and all this stuff you see, like, I got hired at this company with nothing. And it's basically just about, like, how nice it was to be seen as a person for the first time in years. And yeah, he tries to leave. Dean gets called back in to watch all this, and Ricky Stanicky shows up with his long hair and they're girlfriends now. He's really excited too in the clip. He's like, I met this beautiful woman. I love her so much. Then Zac Efron approaches the bar and he wants an explanation. Why did this story run the way that it did? Why? What happened on your end? Obviously I caught that you were lying, but then when I started to look into it, like, this guy was given a second chance. And when I pitched it to the news people, but then out of nowhere, the red-haired guy's wife shows up and is like, in Atlantic City, porn stars circumcise our baby with a cigar cutter.
Yeah. No, she has the right to be the most mad.
Out of the whole movie. Yeah.
And there's more. I don't know if...
I don't know anything else. does tell him that he has to sleep outside for 6 months in a tent. At some point, later on in the credits when they're showing, like, where everyone is now, they show him out sleeping. He has, like, a porta potty.
He deserved that.
He did deserve it. It seemed like. That I got of what was really happening is the boss was like, I knew that you were recruiting Ricky Stenicki to join you. We're expensing these golf games. And I was like, up so that they can expense things. And then when the girlfriend is mad at her, she's like, you went to this place and that place and this place. You went to Dolly World and you didn't even invite me. I love Dolly Parton. And in the credits, they show them all at Dolly. I was like, oh, okay. So Ricky Stenicki is the made up reason you're out of town for the weekend.
Right.
But then at some point, they needed to prove he was real. I don't know why. He's not a drunk guy. Oh, wait. There was another thing. He was being followed. He is revealed a couple times that he's got, like, people following him from Atlantic City. Once he airs on the TV, these two, like, rough around the edges guys show up.
Yeah.
And they're like, where's Ricky Stenicki? Or whatever. And they're like, he's right there. And so funny. One of the guys is, like, huge. And Zac Efron is, like, gonna stop him from, like, gonna stop him from hitting John Cena's character. Yeah. So he goes running over there. He's like, wow, Zac Efron's so strong. He's going to take down this guy. That's what's happening.
Right.
This guy punches him in the throat and he goes down immediately. And he's like, you thought you... And then they serve him. And he's like, what is this? He's like, it's a cease and desist from Billy Idol. If you ever perform one of his songs again, we're taking you to court. And he's like, Billy Idol's seen my act? Like, don't fucking talk about ever again. Don't do it. And so, I don't know how long he was followed by those two goons, but it seems like they were just trying to desist papers from Billy Idol.
Yeah.
I think that's the end of the movie. I don't... The credits is an Instagram feed.
Yeah.
Of Ricky cleaning up a beach with the other guys. Uh-huh. He did launch, like, a non-profit sector of this company. Pacing was excellent. I thought the writing was good. I don't know if it needed to be for 13 years? 12 years?
I like the idea of them sitting on this.
Well, the last time I heard of a production this long, it's like Marvel movies sit in production this long. With as much as I enjoyed this movie, I don't think I would care to watch the first half only because I've seen the ending.
Yeah, there's no...
Like, I think if I had watched the whole movie, I don't think I would have been mad. But...
You don't need to.
I don't.
Alright, so I can tell you about the first half. Let me go move my laundry. Alright, so... The start of Ricky Kanicki. A bunch of kids, those three boys, and they're, like, outside, and they're going to... What's it called when you, like, put the poop on fire outside of someone's
ding
store?
Ding dong ditch.
It's put the, when you do the flaming poop bag. It's more than a ding dong ditch.
Okay.
Because then you stomp on the poop. You stomp on the flames to put the fire out, but then it's poop. It's poop. To this, like, house. It's Halloween, and they try to do it to this house that, like, or something. And then a fire starts, and it's the house down. And they're freaking out. They're, like, smashing the poop. They're, like, going... No, we have to do the right thing. And he's like, we have, because they're trying to run away. And he's like, no, what if someone can get hurt? And, like, Dean goes in, the house is empty. They don't know what to do. They're all freaking out. And I don't know if I missed somewhere. There's a pair of underwear. And Dean, he's like, I need a pen. Wes has a pen on his costume that just looks like a penis. Use Wes's dick. And I was like, what the fuck is this? They're children. And then they write, he's like, I need a name. And then they're like, Ricky. And he's like, Ricky's name. And then Wes says Dean's last name. And he starts to write it. And then he's like, no, that's his name. He's like, but your name's not Ricky. And then they write Stenicki. They leave it there. from the bushes, and all of the cops are like, but that kid was an idiot, and he left his underwear. Name on it. Ricky Stanicky. That's who did this. Oh, he must be from out of town. And so then they're like, oh my god. They never get blamed for it. And then there's just like a montage of them, like, they keep blaming Ricky Stanicky. It shows them present day. And Dean and his girlfriend are like setting up. There's a phone on the counter and it says from Ricky when you can. And Dean's girlfriend clocks it. And then they keep talking, whatever. Oh, also, was there anything about babies with Dean and that girl? There was, every chance they got, they would talk about how much doesn't want a baby, and like his girlfriend obviously did. And it was kind of sad.
Something going on, because like it was so clear that Doomsday, if he had to do one more thing wrong,
yeah,
like it was clear that if he admitted this lie, final straw.
Yeah. But then JT and his girlfriend come realize that they're making this baby shower is for them. Dean and them are just setting it. Dean's girlfriend is like, hey, you should answer Ricky, he's calling you again, he's been calling you all day. And then JT's like, yeah, you should take that, he's been all day long. And then Dean takes the call and he's like, oh my gosh. Oh, and you're all alone? Do me a favor and give me a call as soon as you get out of the surgery. Then he hangs up. What's going on? He's like, it's back. And they're like, what's back? The cancer. It's crazy how I was actually impressed with whoever this guy. The way he looked at Zac Efron was like so clearly like fake boy sad. Fake looking.
There's good acting in this.
It was like impressive. Like, I don't see someone act like that. Like, it was so well done. Like, oh my gosh, well, that's terrible. And they're like, yeah, he's in Albany of some charity thing, because it always is. And they're like, yeah, his other one. And they're like, his other what? Like, his other testicle. You guys should go there for him. He's always there for you guys. You guys should just go. And so they're like, are you sure? And they're like, yeah, yeah, we'll do the baby shower here by ourselves. And so go out, and then Wes is like smoking a joint outside of a car. Absolutely. And then they're like, he's like, what took you guys so long? They're like, what do you mean? Like, we just got out of a baby shower. His baby shower. And he's like, well, I called. Like, okay, whatever. And then they get in the car and they're like, we're going to Atlantic City. And then they go to the there's this whole scene of them on a plane. Like, everyone's sitting in the middle, and it looks so funny. He's way too big to be in the middle, and either of them on each side of them is just funny. And he's like, all right, first things first, we got to turn off our phones so they can't track us. And he's like, all right, now take out the Bible. And Wes takes out the Bible, and they're like, okay.
The Ricky Stanicky lore?
Yeah.
They kept referring to the Bible.
And you thought it was...
I couldn't figure... real Bible at first.
At first, yeah. They just referred to it as the Bible.
A hint that it was Ricky Stanicky stuff because the girlfriend was shown the Bible. But she's like, I saw the Bible of Ricky.
Whoa. And so then got cancer again, taking other testicle. Then they go to Atlantic City. They go to like a comedy show that just looks like the Eric Andre show. Like, there was a DJ. It was in the same sort of auditorium that we were in. It literally just looked.
Because we did see Eric Andre live last October.
Yeah.
Literally yesterday, I thought the sentence, wow, Eric Andre did that in 2023.
For some reason. If I still can't get over that he was in Pittsburgh on Halloween.
If you ever think cancel culture is real, I invite you to go to an Eric Andre show.
Yeah. So they go to the show, and then afterwards they're at the bar, and they're like, and then John Cena comes up, and he's like, and another plate of calamari. And then the bartender's like, get the fuck out of here, Rod. You're a free little. The boys are just like, no, whatever. Like, they're just drunk having fun. And
what's with the calamari?
I don't know.
He orders it at the end.
He just likes calamari.
Yeah, at the end of the movie. I think
that's the entire joke.
At the end of the movie, he orders juice neat. He's sober now.
Yeah.
Which killed me.
That's really.
And the plate of your crispiest calamari.
Yeah. No, it's just, that was just. And then he's like, yeah, you guys should go to my show tonight. And he does covers of songs. But songs are just, he reworks them to be about jerking off.
Right.
And he's like, because not everybody knows it. Pretty much every song you can make into a jerk off song. And I'm the guy who figured it out. And then he holds up his hand, and Zach's like, I'll buy you a drink. You put your jerk off hand down. Anyways, and then they like buy the guy a drink and he orders his calamari. The boys are talking and they're like, oh, where are we going? Blah, blah, blah. And the whole time, Rod's like trying to be involved. And then eventually JT's just like a dick. And he's like, listen, we're doing our own thing. We're going to leave you. So just leave us alone, basically. And then he like walks away really, really sad. Come on, man. And then he goes up to him and he's like, we didn't mean to like hurt your feelings or anything. And then he gives him his card. He's like, if you ever need me. Oh, he does like an Owen Wilson impression at one point. When he goes back to the bar, the boys are gone. But then he sees like a dog or something and he pulls out his phone and he has like a million missed calls from his girlfriend and from JT's. And he sees that she's in labor. So he freaks out. Shit. Susan's in labor. We gotta go. And so then they like, they're like hopping on this plane. They're all pissed off at each other. Get to the hospital and she's had the baby. He missed the birth. Also, like really big about like he wanted to be there and like he was gonna be really involved with like the midwife.
Didn't Marshall Erickson miss the birth of his child because he was? How about if your girlfriend's wife is 8.5 months pregnant, you don't go to Atlantic City?
So then they get there. The girl's mom is really pissed and she's like, we called every hospital. There is no one there under the name Ricky Stanicky. Like, this lady clearly knows that they're lying about
me. Yeah.
And they're all, like, kind of nervous and, like, jumping around.
A mother-in-law would.
Mm-hmm. Also, JT's mom is just, like, some old lady. And she's like, no. Good boy. But she doesn't.
She isn't a reliable source.
And, also, Wes is there with his boyfriend. His boyfriend's name is Keith. And Keith keeps asking him, he's like, I don't understand. Where were you? And he like also fucks up the cancer. It's like everybody's just like fumbling. And then Wes is like, that's because none of it's true. None of it's true. And Dean's like freaking out, like holding his baby. And he's like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And then Dean covers and he goes, what actually happened was Ricky doesn't have cancer. None of it's real because it's his 5-year anniversary to finding out he didn't have cancer and he just wanted to celebrate. And everybody buys it. He's going back. They're like, what do you mean he's going back? Okay, well, he's going to be at Sunday, right? So we can talk to him. And they're like, no, he's got to go. And then, wait, Wes said he's going trash picking with him on Saturday. And they're like, what? And then he's like, oh, yeah, I forgot. But he's got to leave early in the morning the next day. They're like, no, stay for another day. He made you miss your son's birth. The least he can do is, like, show up for the bris. Okay. Getting coffee, and they're, like, trying to figure out what to do. Wes and JT want to kill him off. And make a fake obituary.
Idea.
But then we're going to have to go to the funeral. Then eventually he hires someone just to come for the bris. And then he calls John Cena. And then it cuts to John's show. And it's like 2 minutes of him doing these jerk-off covers. And they're so funny. Like, I was dying. So hilarious. They're so funny for no reason.
Stupid.
And he dresses up like the artist for all of it. Like, he did like a Billy Idol one. I don't remember if they showed the Britney Spears one, but at the end he's dressed like Britney Spears. And then at the end, thank you guys so much. I'm so horny to be here. Just so horny.
Oh, he keeps talking like that when he's in business place. Like, he keeps being like, everything he says comes out that way.
And he's like, every time they cut to the audience, it reminds me of shitty dive bar in Tucson that does like open mic comedies every week. Every time you go, there's like 5 people. They're all just like drunks.
Yeah.
And that's what the whole crowd looked like. Then he gets off stage and the guy's like, good shot, Rod. He's like, great. Yeah, great audience tonight. We've already. Who are following him, and then we see them again, and that's when he runs out, and then Zac Efron calls him. He's like, you got a gig? So then he goes, and they pick him up from the airport, and when they're like, no, this is gonna work, and then they finally see him, and he's, like, puking into a trash can on, like, the baggage claim. There's just a trash can, and he starts walking towards the baggage claim, and they're like, please don't be the trash bag. Please don't be the trash bag. Please don't be the trash bag. Picks up the trash bag. They're like, Rod, what the fuck are you on? I'm sober. This is my withdrawals. Ricky's sober, so. And this is what I got to do. And they're like, no, it's okay. Like, you can drink. Like, if that's how you got to get through this. Not the time to do this. He's like, no. I take this very seriously. He, like, pees himself. He's like, it's just piss.
So stupid.
It's so stupid. Also, I like that it's not even a story of them, like, all going out and, like, partying. So little.
It's about them getting caught in their lie.
Yeah. So then they get in the car. He's like, I've been doing my research. Refuses to go through anything. Like, Zac Efron has, like, a huge, like, SUV. He's like, I can't believe you picked me up in this gas guzzler. Like, what? He's like, you know me. I'm Ricky. This is against everything I believe in. And they're like, what? And Wes is like, no, he's right.
Oh, because Ricky's always doing things that are great to make the guys look good.
Mm-hmm. He's always...
picking trash or whatever.
And so then they're like, Ricky, you reek. Make Wes take him to his house to take a shower. Also, at some point in there, they find out that Wes has been making up Ricky stories to his boyfriend the whole time. And they're like, no, we made a deal. Like, we can't do this by ourselves.
Right.
And he's just been doing, like, just to get out of the house. He's like, oh, I'm going to go hang out with Ricky and, like, clean up or whatever. And then he's like, well, JT's been using him for his golf expenses. Dean's pissed because he takes this very, very seriously.
Well, yeah, if you're going to tell a lie for your entire lifetime.
Yeah. So then he goes over to Wes's house. Oh, Wes, they find out that the first time Wes used Ricky is because he wanted to go buy a bunch of weed milk.
What the fuck?
Like, you used a Ricky to get weed milk? You don't even know what this is like, you guys. This is the craziest thing I've ever had.
Wait, also really quick, this killed me because it's just a funny bit in general. They called Wes on FaceTime to tell him, like, that shit's hitting the fan. Yeah. We're going to get caught. Away, and they're holding the phone. You can't see what's happening, but you just hear the bong rip. Like, Wes, are you taking this seriously? And it's, like, showing the two other guys in the back of the...
That's funny. His boyfriend's getting mad at him because he just, like, stays home and doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
He goes over to Wes's house. And there's a picture of, like, Wes and his boyfriend. Rod's like, huh, gay much? And he's like, yep. And then he's like, oh, okay. He's like, by the way, I told Keith that you're bi. He's like, that's not in the Bible. That's not in the Bible. I know it's not in the Bible. It's not in the Bible. You're right. I just said it, like, on my first date with Keith. I was kind of nervous. Some guy named Ricky. But I told him we broke up.
He dated Ricky?
Mm-hmm. He's the messiest one with Ricky.
Well, because he's high all the time.
Yeah. Him and Rod get close because he's just telling him about, like, his problems.
I wonder if they did any callbacks to that I didn't notice.
Like, talked for a really long time.
Because I didn't even...
Those two were the only... Like, those two alone together all the most. Weird. But he's, like... trying to write a children's book, and Rod's house children's book.
It gets published.
Aw, cute. Yeah. Was it the Christmas one?
It's like it has Dick in the title, I think.
And then they're back at the Briss, and, like, they're really nervous about it. Also, they find out that their boss is coming, because they made up was going to the baby shower, and then they're like, no, we can't miss the baby shower. Heyman here.
Right, whatever. I do not remember that guy's name.
And then they, like, made it up. If for some reason, it helps them leave the baby shower. So then JT's girlfriend, oh, I invited him. Like, it'll be fine. And then they're like, oh, my God. Now it's our lives, but, like, our jobs are in jeopardy now because this guy's coming.
Okay, this movie at raising the stakes over and over again.
Yeah.
And they also set everything up in a way that wasn't, I mean, I was half, but I could tell that there were things that were new that they didn't, like, overly set up.
Yeah.
Like, oh, and now this.
Yeah. Everyone's so excited to finally meet Ricky. And so, Dean's, oh, you know who's really excited to meet Ricky? The long-haired girl. We'll say her name's Claire. Claire. And we find out that that's her cousin. And she was Robin guy.
Oh,
but she's like,
shit.
I don't know. Like, she's not sure how serious. She follows Ricky on Instagram. And she thinks he's just so cool. And, like, she's so interested in Oh, they also have a fake Instagram for him, obviously, where he's always, like, doing good things. Everyone's just kind of nervous, and then you meet the rabbi.
I bet it's his Instagram that's the credits.
Probably,
but yeah. He's in the clips now.
I'm sure he just took over. I think they gave him the Instagram.
Yeah. Well, he changed it.
Right. I mean, he deserves it. The rabbi, he's, like, a stand-up. Good. So he's, like, doing all these bits. Ricky Stenicki finally gets there. Oh, also before that, his mother-in-law is like, I don't think Ricky Stenicki is real. Like, I don't know what. I think you guys have been making him up this entire time. They're like, what the fuck are you talking about? JT's mom is like, oh, no. He was a handful, but, you know, people change. I remember him. And then Ricky gets in. They're like, it's Ricky! And then he sees his mom. Oh my gosh. And he runs up and hugs her. And she's like, oh my God, I haven't changed a bit.
She's not in on it. She's just really
old. Had a son who had a bunch of friends.
Yeah, sure.
And so his mother-in-law looks annoyed. But as soon as he comes in, he's like, killing. He did his research. He knew everything that anyone ever said about
him. That's
amazing. And he also... at one point, he, like, talks to their boss, and, like, Dean's freaking out, and he's like, no, I saw the merger, and he's able to, like, shoot the shit about it. Like, the boss also, the boss didn't like him at first. He's like, I think you could do a lot of good for the world, blah, blah, blah. He, like, is doing, saying all this shit, like, an asshole to him, and the boss is like, are you always this much of an asshole? And he's like, I do, to can make a difference in this world. And he takes the cigar and the cigar cutter from him.
Oh, yeah, they tried to back to that guy, and he's like, I'm good.
Yeah. Oh, and then Dean was like, how do you know about the merger? And he's like, I did my research. I wanted to know all these people he was around. I wanted to know you. What else? He really clearly falls in love with Claire, the long-haired girl. He's like, oh, my gosh, Rapunzel.
Yeah.
Also, at some point, there are certain, like, times where it cuts away, and he's, like, grabbing a water. They're like, you sure you don't want just, like, a whiff of vodka? And he's like, nope. But, yeah, everyone at the Brisk is pretty... believing him and, like, obsessed with him.
And
when he meets JT's wife, he takes off his hat and he's like, I'm so sorry. I had no idea it was a baby shower. I would have never done that. So excited about my second lease on life. And I'm so sorry. And she's like, it's okay. Like, everyone just loves him.
Yeah.
He goes over to Keith and he's, like, smoking a cigarette. Hey, just so you know, you won. I'm so happy. You guys make such a great couple. Hope there's no, like, weird feelings. Like, I'm so happy you make Wes happy. He's like, no, I think you're gonna have to come back into his life a little bit more. I think I'm gonna leave him. He's like, why are you gonna leave him? Blah blah blah. And he's like, he just sits at home all day. Like, I can't do this anymore. I'm tired of taking care of him. And he's like, what about his book? Oh, also, Dean told him to stay away from his mother-in-law.
Well, she probably plans to poke holes in the story.
Oh, yeah, 100%. And then she goes up to them while they're talking and, like, I don't think they put this in the Bible. I think this is, like, one of the things that one of them, like, said at the... Where they were like, oh, yeah, he works with, like, the Green Truths or whatever. It's, like, some... She starts asking him about it. She's like, talks about, like, the CEO and, like, all these, like, initiatives that they have. Okay, fine. You want to talk about it? And then he just, like, made up shit. Like, he's just really good at bullshitting. But...
He works in Atlantic City.
Yeah. So, Dean's girlfriend... Yeah, she's a journalist and, like, really shitty stories. So, like, the whole lead up is, like, trying to get a big story. She had a story where there's, like, this duck in a park and he won't, like, leave his egg. Zach goes over there and be like, oh, come on, why don't we just go have lunch really quick and then you can come back. And then she's like, nope, I got to, unless this duck moves. And he's like, and he lets go of his dog on the leash and it goes up to the duck and then... Duck pulls the dog's leash into the lake, and dog is, like, going up. This is so annoying. I'm like, Zac Efron, why'd you do that? Girlfriend's freaking out the whole time, and she's like, oh my gosh, get him, Dean, like, and then eventually he gets the dog out. So, like, he's, like, continuously, like, fucking up. He'll, like, say something really vague about his childhood, and then, like, that's the most you've ever said.
It's interesting.
It never ever says, like, what happened. I think he just had a shitty childhood.
Yeah, and, like, there's a lot of specifically men that do that. Like, they literally never will even say a full sentence. it was that right. happened.
No, he hates kids.
If you can't move past that, you've got to, like... Say something. Yeah, you can't... I thought of the bit that I missed. It was that when they're still trying to get Ricky Stenicki fired.
Mm-hmm.
Was, hey, I noticed that the boss... What did we call him?
Haymitch.
Haymitch.
It literally sounds like Haymitch.
I noticed that Haymitch, when he does speech... Well, this makes so much more sense now that I know what Ricky Stenicki did. He does off motions. And so when he's trying to make a point, he shakes his fist in front of his mouth and got a big old dick in his mouth. And so then they're like, what are you talking about? And then he shows them a couple clips. Looks like he's jerking someone off in his mouth. And he's like, hey, should I tell the boss that he does that? And Dean is like, yes, bingo. You should go tell him right now. JT and Dean exchange a couple more words. Then they go into that office where he's been told that he does jerk off motions. And, well, they get called in there.
Yeah.
And they're like, what's up, boss? Boss says, you didn't tell me these jerk off motions? Look at this. Roll the tape from the last conference. Because they're like, no, maybe you just did them today. Like, he just noticed today. He's only been here one day. Like, no, roll the tape from the last IT guy comes in. He presses play on a video. And he's literally like, oh, there you are. You're jerking it off in your mouth. Oh, now you got two of them. Jerking them both off. Oh, now, oh, what are you doing with the other hand? Are you cupping balls? Cupping balls with the other hand and jerking off to make a point. And he literally does look like he's doing all of that. Also, it kind of does just look like business meeting gestures.
Yeah.
And he's like, I've been doing jerk off motions this whole time. That's probably the reason the merger hasn't gone through. When he's at the podium, he starts to do like a jerk off motion and he like puts his own hand down. Because it's just constant of like, ah, Ricky's screwing it up. Psych, he's saving the day.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
He did his research.
He wanted a new opportunity.
Yeah. He made a lot of jokes about having one testicle.
Do you think Channing Tatum would have gotten this put out in 2012?
Yes. Oh, yeah. That would be a perfect person for that. Yeah.
Or Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
Was that who he said? No, you said...
King Phoenix. I don't know who he would have played.
After seeing him in Joker, like, in any world where he would be in, Ricky Stenicki released exclusively for Amazon.
Can you imagine watching this movie?
It probably would be funny in theater.
I don't know how to explain. I think we would have gotten caught. Like, it makes me think of being caught sneaking into Pineapple Express.
Yeah.
Like, I'm getting the same vibes.
We would have somehow gotten in trouble.
Yeah.
It's funny. If only they had gotten it off the ground sooner. The writer's best known for Beverly Hills Chihuahua.
They probably wrote this right after Beverly Hills.
Yeah, so this took a lot of great minds had to come together. All of the reviews on this movie are like, it's kind of bad, but they gave it like 8 or 9 stars. IMDb reviews headline is 7 out of 10 today, 5 out of 10 15 years ago.
What?
Like, I agree with that. It wouldn't have, if it came out with when all those other movies came out, it would have just been a wash. But it's almost nostalgic.
Yeah, it's kind of fun to like,
be like, hey, what if we were still doing this?
But also, I think having Zac Efron worked for us, obviously. Also, John Cena, like...
Oh, for sure. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I recommend it, I guess. All right. Fuck, marry, kill. It was Zac Efron, John Cena, and the red-haired... Also, Zac Efron looks normal.
He does look normal.
Think about standards in Hollywood before you talk shit about Zac Efron ever again. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. He was a literal teenager.
Yeah, then grow up.
Yeah.
He looks normal. He's aged into his face. Undoubtedly gotten a little bit of filler like every other fucking person in Hollywood.
Yeah. He's also so fucking buff. His entire body, including his face, is going to change when you're that fit.
Yes. Yeah, so once again, if you want to revisit timeline of Zac Efron's life, that's one thing. But if you're gonna hold up a picture of Troy Bolton next to a picture of Ricky Stenicki Zac Efron, I'm gonna punch you in the face.
Switch.